twins, and they just need prayer. Amen. Also, Brother Joe Green of By the Tabernacle in North Carolina is having his annual missionary camp meeting, and it's August the 2nd through the 5th. It's a Tuesday through Friday, and anyone is welcome to come. Brother Wayne Lawson, Brother Ron Spencer, and Brother Donnie Reagan will be ministering at that meeting. So that's August 2nd through the 5th. I'll give this to the deacons. Amen. God bless you this morning. If you would take your Bibles and turn to St. John chapter 14. Amen. 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 St. John chapter 14. I started on this message last Sunday, and I'm going to try to just finish it up today. The power of the Holy Ghost. How many knows there's power with the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
How many knows you need the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless you this morning. Amen. Is that today, Brother Fidel?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday, okay. The deacons would like to meet with sisters after service next Sunday at Brother Ken's classroom. So we'll give you an early warning. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you this morning for this opportunity to be in the house of God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we know without the spirit and the truth, there's nothing we can do. Lord, there's no way that we can receive revelation by the word of God. We pray today, Father, that you would come, use me as a vessel, Lord, just to glorify your name. There's no good in me except by your spirit. Lord, may you come today and take complete control of every brother, every sister, every situation, Lord. You know where they stand and what they're dealing with and how that their lives are being challenged by the devil, maybe on different sides, and how that he's trying to wreak havoc through the people of God. But Lord, we know that it's one thing sure, that we've done all we know to do. We just stand because we believe the word of God is faithful, and Lord, it's revealed to us that we believe it with all our heart. Help us to stand faithful today, Lord, to preach all this message that we can, Lord, that people can understand. It's not just something that happened, but it was the Spirit of God that came down, anointed men of God to preach this message and to bring it forward to this day. We ask your blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. St. John chapter 14 and verse 15, I'm going to start there and then just jump down. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. You get the Holy Ghost, it brings truth. Amen. You can't lie anymore. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Amen.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Let's go to verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. For he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Lord bless you. You can be seated. Amen. Jesus Christ came to this earth because he was the chosen one of God to come here as a perfect man. And he said, be ye perfect as God is perfect. You can be perfect today. You got a life that can be holy and powerful. And you got an opportunity to serve the Lord with everything that's in you. But except you receive the Word of God into your life, you cannot live this life. except you receive the Word of God. You can't live this life. Many people are not accepting what God's given to them. They're not receiving what the Lord's given to them. So therefore, they struggle to know the power of the Holy Ghost. They believe that God is real. They believe that the message is right. But yet somehow they don't come all the way in. And I'll try to get through some of this in just a few minutes. You know, the Lord, He did many different things in the Old Testament to try to assure us and to bring us in types and shadows how that the Holy Ghost is already sent before us that would be there to protect us in all these things. And you can look at the situations of how that when Moses came out, and he brought the Word of God. How many knows that Moses was the chosen prophet of God? Amen. You believe that he came because God chose him. Amen. So when God chose him, he did that to show the people that the word for the day was what Moses was going to tell them. Amen. Now Moses didn't just come out and start doing things. He had to go and be taught by God. He had to be trained by God, because when he tried to do it in his own way, he killed a man. He tried to handle it his way. But when a man comes under the influence of the Spirit of God, God changes his, and I hope Brother Brandon makes this comment, he changes his spiritual system.
Amen.
I heard him say that this morning on the way to church. He said, when the Holy Ghost comes, it changes your spiritual system. The spirit of lying and stealing and cheating and all these things, all of that is changed because God does something in your life. When he does that, you cannot be the same anymore. It is definitely, it's a life-changing experience. And the experience then causes you to come after the Word more. The Lord says, and let's read in John chapter 15 and verse 16, he says, ye have not chosen me. How you like that?
Amen.
You didn't choose this. That's what makes it all the more a miracle that God brought the message in your life.
Amen.
Brings all the more the miracle that we should serve God all the way as hard as we can, because this message is not given to everybody.
Amen.
This message is given to the people that God has chosen. He said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Brother Carlos, it sounds a little bit loud, echoing maybe. Bring me a little different tone if you can, but don't take away all my volume. Amen. I don't want to make you persevere to listen to the message. Amen. We want to hear the message in a way that will be soothing. Amen. So here he comes along and says, you haven't chosen me. People say, I was searching for something. I was searching for something. You couldn't have searched for it if God hadn't put the desire in there to search. That searching came because God chose you to be the seed of God. If he chose you to be the seed of God, then he would come with the Word of God and would make that seed to receive the power. So in doing that, listen, when Joshua and Caleb, when Moses sailed with the 12 spies into the promised land, remember, he said it was a promised land. And 10 spies came back and said, we can't do it. It's not possible. There's too many giants in the land. We're the grasshoppers to the people. We just can't do this. But if God gives a promise, if God gives a promise, you can do it. You don't question, how am I going to do it? You say, Lord, you told me I can do it. I'm going to stand on that, and when it's time, he'll show you how. Joshua and Caleb went over there. The 10 came back and started complaining, we can't do it. But Joshua and Caleb said, it is a land flowing with milk and honey, and we can take it. We are in the minority today, and people say, oh, this message, you know, it's too hard, it's too strict, it's too straight. Not for the believer. The believer wants it hard. He wants
wants it strict. He wants it straight. He wants it overcoming. Because why? Not anybody can walk in this message. If he has not chosen you, you will complain about how hard it is. I can't cut my hair. I can't wear pants. I can't wear tight dresses. You'll complain because why? The revelation has never fully struck you that what God is trying to protect you from, spiritual problems. The spiritual system changes to obey the Word of God. When I heard him say that this morning, I thought, that's exactly what it is. The spiritual system is so changed. These guys are trying to change the system in this church, and they're having a hard time with it. When God changes the system, you don't have a hard time with it. When God comes into you, those have a hard time. You say, be it unto me according to thy word. Joshua and Caleb brought back the evidence of an unseen land. There was 12 men went over, but two of them came back with evidence. Maybe the other 10 decided, you know what, if we go carry this stuff out, they might get mad at us and might kill us. But Joshua and Caleb, they come out of there and they're carrying all these grapes. They're believing that God has done something. They said, we've got evidence. Listen, friends, if God gives you the Holy Ghost, you're going to have evidence of a life that's lived, not just something you try to put on. I don't need to put on Christianity. I am what he says I can be. I think a lot of you believe that. How many believe you can be what he says you can be? They came back with the evidence. Joshua and Caleb brought back an evidence that there was such a land. Amen. I pray God help me convey this right today. Now, I know we're going to do the wedding renewal in a few minutes, and if they show up on time, we'll do it. Amen. We hope they make it in time. But God will always be on time. These men, they came back, and they had an evidence that there was such a land. Now, he said, now, down here, they had the promise of it. God gave them the promise, and they come right up to the land, but they never seen it. And Joshua and Caleb went over into the promised land and brought back the evidence that the land was there and it was a good place, along with milk and honey. He said, what it was it? They was going to possess the land. They had the promise. They was on the road over there, and they were almost to Jordan, and Joshua crossed over and brought back the evidence that it was a good land. How many times do you hear Brother Bam say, evidence, evidence, evidence? They had an evidence that something was real there. All the other 2 million was waiting for the evidence, and when two men comes back with the evidence, they said, well, maybe it's a little bit difficult. Because 10 of these guys, and how many people go with the majority? A lot of people go with majority. And at the right time, you got to go with majority. But in this case, you can't go with majority. When the Bible says that there is a promised land and these men came back with the evidence, they knew exactly what they were talking about. And Joshua, what is his name? Look how God even knows how to place a man. His name is Joshua. And we know that Joshua means Savior. The Bible is not written by coincidence. It was written by an intelligence of God. That intelligence knew exactly where to place that Joshua at that time, at that day. Brothers and sisters, try to look at me this morning. I'm not trying to say, let me go this way. If you're going to receive the message of the hour, you've got to look at what the man was showing us. You've got to look at what the promised land he was telling us about. You've got to look at where he was pointing us to a rapture, pointing us to being a bride of Jesus Christ. They had to look at what Moses was pointing them to. They had to see what Moses was telling them they need to do. Moses didn't just tell them to go over there for any reason. Moses would have told them to go over there because it's thus saith the Lord, it's a promised land. Moses only got to view it from a distance. Joshua means Savior. And that's the same thing Jesus done for the church. When they killed him, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And he rose up again with the evidence. the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that there is a land beyond the river, and they call the sweet forever. Amen. He said he come back and brought us an evidence. What did he say? I'm going away, but what's he going to do? I'm going to come back. But when I come back this time, I'm going to give you who I am. He was here in the fullness. The Godhead bodily was in the man, but he says, I'm going away, but when I come back, I'm bringing back a power that I have in me that's going to be in you. For all that the Father was, he put in me. And all that I am, I'm going to put in you. Listen, friends, that Holy Ghost today is Jesus Christ, alive and well, living in us today, because he has anointed us to live in this hour. If God chose Joshua and Moses back then, he chose Marion and Neville and Tim and Mike and all those different ones in this day. Why? He knew that you would preach the message of the hour. He knew that you would believe the word of God for the day. And Jesus Christ is going to open the eyes of every believer, because why? I have chosen you. All that the Father has given me, I lose none. God's not losing nobody today, friend. He doesn't save you to lose you. He saves you to let you walk holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Not holy, holy, holy unto your idea. It's holy unto the Lord. The world's got ideas. The world's got denominations. But God's got people that says, I want the Lord. I want the Word. Because the Lord is the Word. This Word of God has come to change your spiritual system. The spiritual system is going to move forward in God. The spiritual system is going to say, oh, Lord, I'm not understanding, but I need the evidence in my life. When Jesus came back, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. He brought back the evidence. He come back and brought the evidence. And what does it do, Brother Bram? He said it makes you stop lying, stealing, drinking, cussing, immorals, everything. It makes a new creature out of you. He says, I who were once dead in sin and trespasses, nevertheless I live, not me, but Christ lives in me. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, an heir to the promise. Yes, sir, that land belongs to us. How do you know it? Joshua rose from the dead, brought back the evidence of the Holy Ghost. When he says Joshua there, he's talking about Jesus, the Savior. He's coming back with the evidence of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to get to you in a few minutes. How are you going to know you got the Holy Ghost? He says, because Joshua rose from the dead, it changes your spiritual system. God changes you in such a... If he calls you to be his bride, then he's going to give you what you need to be the bride. He's going to give you the power how to live in the spiritual Laodicea still all around you, but he gives you the power. You're not Laodicea, but you are the bride of Christ in the church age that God brought us to. We are living here above and beyond Laodicea spirits. Laodicea should not be controlling who we are. We should be controlling what they do. That's another topic. Goes on, he says, Joshua rose from the dead. He brought back the evidence of the Holy Ghost. He said, amen. He said, the Bible said, God that give Israel a promise of that promised land, it was an unseen thing to them. The same Bible, that same God gave us a promise of eternal life, and the Holy Ghost bears record of it. Christ is alive. How many believes he's alive in you? Listen. When these men were walking and talking and doing all these things, they were under the anointing of God. When Moses was speaking the word of God, it wasn't Moses at that point, it was God in Moses. But when Moses was speaking, it was as though God was speaking to the people. Try to understand this now. When God was using Moses, Moses was God to the people. And when he was speaking, it was that way. And then when he come from under the anointing, it was Moses again. You heard the message, haven't you? Have you heard the message? Have you heard Brother Branham say those things? That when Moses came from under that inspiration, he was now Moses again. But he was God to the people. When he would speak, thus saith the Lord, it was God telling him how they should enter into this land. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost this morning, the first little twinkle you say, that's the truth. That man is telling the word, that's the truth. How many believes I'm telling the truth this morning? If you don't have the Holy Ghost and something begins to move in your heart and you say, oh, that seems like the truth, that's the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is trying to draw you in. I'm not here to deceive you, friend. I want you to know that God gives power to overcome who you are in the flesh. The enemy does not want you to understand that today. God is moving in such a way. He comes along and, you know, when Jonah was in the belly of the whale, he said, I will turn and I will pray towards the temple. He couldn't see anything. It was pitch black. But what was he doing? The Lord said, Jonah refused to see anything was contrary. He was down in the belly of the whale, in the bottom of the sea, but he said, that won't hide me. He said, once more will I look towards your holy temple. What was he looking at? He actually couldn't see the temple, but he seen the promise made by the temple. Listen, friends, in your heart you turn towards God. God shows you the way because he's anointing you to understand this is your day, this is your hour. There's not another message coming or another messenger coming. God deals with your heart in such a way that you say, Lord, this is thus saith the Lord, and I'm believing with all my heart. Bear with me. I brought my clock today. Check myself out. He comes along and he says, I know it is the great temptation. Now let me jump over here. That's something different. Amen. How many believes that the Holy Ghost is for you? Come on, how many believes the Holy Ghost is for you? The Holy Ghost is for every child of God. God is more than able to give you that power. He's more than able to change your circumstances. Paul comes down, he's preaching in Acts 19, and I'm going to read here Acts 19 in verse 2 through 6. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard where there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. He said, there it is. Paul asked, have you received since? Not when you believed. And there is a great difference here, for it is after you believe that you receive. Ephesians 1:13 is an exact word repeat of what happened in Ephesus according to Acts 19. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed. Not when ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. Now here's my point. I'm reading direct from Brother Branham. He said, now here's my point. Too many of our modernists, and even our fundamentalists so-called, believe unto salvation at a certain specific time, which in many cases is called making a decision. And that has been called receiving Christ or being born again. Now, to receive Christ is to receive His Spirit. You got it? To receive His Spirit is to be born again. To receive His Spirit is to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He says, these folks believe. That is wonderful. But they stop there. You receive the Holy Ghost after you believe. It has always been that way and always will be. The very first word of direction to the people was by Peter at Pentecost, and he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The same God preaching this word comes down, gives Peter exactly what to tell the people, and how they should enter into it. He said, let me just go further. He says, but they don't go on and receive the Holy Ghost. You believe unto receiving the Spirit. Believing on Jesus is a step in the right direction, which is toward the Holy Ghost. But the people stop there. They go as far as water and then stop. They believe and then stop. The Bible does not say that you receive when you believe. It is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? The exact and literal translation is, did you, having previously believed, receive the Holy Ghost? But people believe and then stop. You don't receive the Holy Ghost when you believe unto Him, having repented. You go on and receive the Holy Ghost. Do you see it? He says, that is what is wrong with our fundamentalists. They have no power, for they stop short of Pentecost. They are like the children of Israel who came out of Egypt and stopped short of the promised land. Now these children of Israel left Egypt about 2 million strong. They all journeyed together, all saw the same miracles of God, all partook of the same manna and water from smitten rock, all followed the same cloud by day and pillar fire by night, but only two reached the promised land. Only two were true or real believers. Listen, friends, it gets real touchy here because people say, oh, they followed Moses. They went through the Red Sea. They ate the manna. They ate the food. They got the water from the rock. And yet they couldn't believe going into the promised land. Many people say we believe the message is right. We believe God sent a prophet. But don't do that. Why don't you just take it by what he said? Take what he said. And what he's saying is that the power of the Holy Ghost will bring you into the Word of God for your day. He said, now those children of Israel, he said they were about 2 million strong. He said it was only two that reached it, two true or real believers. That is correct because the Word tells us that the rest died because of unbelief. They followed Moses. Don't throw rocks at me. They followed Brother Bradham. But many people are falling away from the message and going away from the Word for the day because they didn't catch the revelation of who the man was. They didn't catch the revelation of what the man preached. You heard Brother George last Sunday saying some of these things and how that the Word of God, listen, it blinds their eyes because they don't see the spiritual side of it. Joshua and Caleb, they saw the spiritual aspect of what going into the promised land was. And when they came back with the evidence, they said, it is the truth. How many of them went in? Those two. Those two. Because all the rest of them died in the wilderness. Except for the children, 20 years and down, they followed in with Joshua and Caleb. But Brother Bansaw got out of the original ones because the Lord began to kill them off. One by one. Or thousands by thousands, I should say. He swallowed up this group. He swallowed up that group. He just kept on until what? They were all gone. But do you know what? They were ordained to be there. They were ordained to be there. Just like Pharaoh was ordained to be there, these people were ordained to be there. The Word of God has been ordained for this day. That is correct because the Word tells us that the rest died because of unbelief. And because of unbelief, they could not enter in. Hebrews 3:19. Then, since that is so, and only two entered, then the rest were not true believers. What made the difference? Two saved with the Word. How many still say with the Word? You got to stay with the Word, friend. What word are you going to say with? The Word for today. The Word for today is not, it's not an imprisonment. It's a deliverance. When Moses brought his word, he wasn't bringing them to bring them into Proverbs, but if they would have followed Moses the way Moses was leading them, they could have been there in 3 or 4 days. But because of the murmuring and the complaining and this problem and that problem, God said these people are stiff-necked people. Brothers and sisters, don't be stiff-necked. Be mellow. Be teachable. Be approachable. Be blessed by God. Let God show you His Word. If you would humble yourself, He would come and show you and reveal to you, thus saith the Lord. But you've got to humble yourself. That's the only way you're going to get in. Let the humility of God take a hold of your life. Listen, Brother Brown said this, and I love what he said. He said, you can have the right doctrine in the wrong spirit. But if you have the right spirit and the wrong doctrine, guess what? The spiritual system will change you to understand the right doctrine. The power of God's going to do that. So listen, friends, we don't want to make law out of this, but God brings grace. By thus saith the Lord. So if you've got the right doctrine, then you need to have the right spirit. Amen. Everybody's not going to believe this. These people that's left a message, be careful how you talk about them. Don't come down to their level. Don't start throwing mud back. If they're throwing mud at us, don't throw mud back. You stand stronger than that. You take the challenge of the hour. The Bible said that they would persecute us. Brother, what are they persecuting us for? For believing the word for this day. How many is willing to suffer that persecution? They called me a cult pastor. Because I believe the message of the hour. Then that means y'all are part of the cult if you believe it too. Amen. Are you willing to stand for the word of God? You're going to be challenged by the devil, but where do you stand? You've got to, listen, when you go out on your job, there's nobody with you there. You've got to know why you believe the word of the hour. When my children were in school, when Michael and Rachel, they were a bit older, and all over in middle school in different places, and my daughter, she wouldn't wear pants, she wouldn't wear the shorts and all the different things, and one day they asked her, they said, why does your dad make you wear dresses? And by God's grace, she said, my dad doesn't make me wear dresses. She said, the Holy Ghost, God I serve, causes me to wear my dress. Because she knows she couldn't go in on Daddy's Holy Ghost. She had to get the Holy Ghost for herself. And in the eighth grade, she took a stand. She will have a testimony on that day that she stood for the Word of God and believed the Word of God, not because Daddy said so, but because what Daddy said she believed was thus saith the Lord, according to the word we have. I'll just drop this in on a side note. When you sisters, you got to look at something here, try to understand something. The Bible says that you must dress in modest apparel. If you look up apparel, it's katasol, is the Greek word or Hebrew word, whatever it's what it is. And it talks about long and flowing. Pants are not long and flowing. Short dresses are not long and flowing. Tight dresses are not long and flowing. So when the Bible says to dress in modest apparel, don't take my word for it. Go home and take your own computer and look at the thing and see where it is. It doesn't tell you to wear pants or shorts or mini dresses or low. He says modest apparel. And what does modest apparel do? It teaches you to live godly in Christ Jesus. That was not in my notes. I didn't know I was going to say that, but I'm not going to take it back because it's thus saith the Lord. But they say the message, you know, it binds them down. The message is not binding. The message is freeing us. We're trying to tell you, sisters, how to dress so that you don't have men looking at you and causing them to lust after you. Some of y'all need a spiritual system change. Some of y'all need to get an understanding that the Holy Ghost is to protect me from those lustful men and those lustful spirits, because if you present yourself on that day, he's going to say, you're guilty, even though you never laid in bed with them. Even though you maybe have never even spoke to them, you're going to be held guilty because you dressed in such a way that you wanted men to look at you. Well, God bless you. The Holy Ghost makes you live holy. What do you think is called Holy Ghost? Huh? Holy Ghost is not to offend. Holy Ghost is to protect. Holy Ghost is to make you sisters look different from men. Not to act like men. If he'd want you to be like a man, he'd let Adam stay like he was. But he said he took the feminine part out of Adam and made he a woman, and that woman was to be subject to her husband. And brothers and sisters, what are we saying today? That we say we're the bride of Jesus Christ, and are we subject to the Word of God? You see the type here, what God's trying to do. He's trying to bring us in line, because all of his Word brings thus saith the Lord to us. My, didn't know I was going to say all that. But anyway, the devil doesn't like it when you get the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because then you can tell him where to go. You can tell him, leave. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask, in faith believing, he'll do it. The Holy Ghost gives you power to speak devils out of your life. He gives you power to tell the devil, you don't belong here, you belong there. He gives you power to say, I know in whom I believe, and am persuaded. Neither death, nor height, nor anything else can take me away from the presence of God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost gives me this power. John 1, 12 and 13, he said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, hallelujah, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. When Jesus came here, God, you believe that Jesus was the spoken seed of God? When Jesus came here, what was he? He was not the blood of a Gentile or a Jew. It's the blood of God. Hallelujah. If you have the seed of God inside of you, it's not the blood of a man or a woman, it's the blood of God, because the Lord becomes flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, life of his life, and spirit of his spirit. If the seed of God is in you, then that is supernatural power of God. You accept that? He thought you. He formed you. But then Ezekiel said, I formed you. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. How many believes that he formed you before you was in your mother's womb? Amen. You know what? Don't look at this flesh. This flesh is not going to heaven. There's something more powerful than this flesh that's living in this world today. It is the unadulterated seed gene of God that's running on the inside of these bodies. This body is an enemy to God. He tells us so in his Bible. This flesh is an enemy to God, but inside of us is the seed gene of God, and that is nothing less than God himself coming to raise you up. Because why? He said, I have chosen you. If God chose you, then he chose who to, what flesh to put that seed in. If he chose to put it in that kind of a seed that was a fat, skinny, bald, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter about this appearance. It matters about the evidence of the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost today is not looking at this person. He's looking at this person. This person says amen to the Word of God. When the Word comes across your path, listen, you can't say, I believe the Word of God, and then say, baptize me in Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You can't do that. It's directly against the Word of God. But the seed of God says it's in the name of Jesus Christ. How can I tell my wife I love her and then go away with some other woman? That is not true love. That is not the evidence of love. I'm using something Brother Branham said there. I just didn't read it. He said, how could I, having the Holy Ghost, go out and cheat on my wife? He said, that's not the evidence of true love. True love is, I would never, I would turn my head, I would turn my body, I would turn my soul away from all these things. Why? The Holy Ghost is inside of there. If the Holy Ghost is in there, it will protect you. The flesh is what's getting under the wrong inspiration, but the soul. The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But the soul of a man that God has received, he will live for eternity. Listen, friends, all those other people that came out with Moses, they died. Jesus said they died in the wilderness. They're dead. He said that means soul separation. You've got to have the life of God in you today, friend. This message came to receive a bride of Jesus Christ. It just so happened that Brother William Marion Branham was the one that God chose to be the prophet for this day. I don't care about his education. That's not what caught me. I don't care about what the crowd was. That's not what caught me. But what caught me was the seed born most precious Hebrew of God for this day. Hallelujah. When this seed word began to express itself to a man called William Branham, let me tell you something, you start expressing who you really are, the devil's going to start shooting at you too. He's not going to let you just walk free. He's going to challenge you and challenge you and challenge you. But the seed word of God from the prophet said that you'll fight every day of your life. He said you'll fight every inch of the way, but you'll take the promised land. Brother, they were willing to stand and fight for the believing things that God gave. It's thus saith the Lord. This anointed word came to receive a bride. And the bride does not kick against the prophet. They say amen to the prophet. The word is what we're after. As a man, he made his own mistakes. But when he came with us, saith the Lord, friend, there was no mistaking in that word. Many people, and I'm going to read it here in a minute, many people failed to see what he was or what he was saying. You cannot have your own private interpretation of the message. He was the messenger. And he had a message. Hallelujah. The revelation you need is to see that he was the messenger. And this is the message. And this is the way that we're going to get out of here. Hallelujah. Let me sit down just a minute, because the devil does not want you to get this. Listen, the seed, he said, the spoken word seed manifests itself in flesh. And those eternal thoughts now, manifest in flesh, are the sons of God. How many knows that's the truth? How many knows that's the message? Hallelujah. I'm not preaching to you unbelievers now. I'm preaching to the bride of Christ. You just listen real close. He said, the spoken word seed manifests in the flesh. How many flesh are here today? How many flesh are here today? Amen. I don't see no angels sitting here. I see human beings. I see flesh. But what's happening is the seed gene is in this flesh. It did not take away my Pentecostal experience. It caused my Pentecostal experience to say, hallelujah. That's what I've been searching for. That's what's opened the door for me. This Pentecostal experience, Brother Branham said, the Pentecost is an experience. And he said, you need an experience with God because it changes the spiritual system. He said, and those eternal thoughts now manifest in the flesh are the sons of God. Hello, sons of God. Hello, daughters of God. Now are we the sons of God. Brother, when Jesus came, he didn't become the Son of God. He was. Hallelujah. When we came into the world, we already was. But we didn't recognize who we were. But by revelation, we begin to see, oh, I'm that. That's my word. That's my prophet. That's my message. That's me standing there. Hallelujah. It's not the flesh of my Paul standing there. It's the Holy Ghost standing there now. It's the seed of God living in there now. Hallelujah. He said, we did not become seed by the rebirth. We were seed and therefore were reborn, for only the elect can be reborn. Because we were seed is the reason we could be quickened. In non-seed, there's nothing to quicken. Hallelujah. A lot of you have children. You can't have natural birth without the seed being planted. You understand? Moms and dads, you understand? The adults, you understand? cannot be a seed there unless the seed is planted. You could not be a son of God if God had not planted the seed. Hallelujah. So God planted a seed in me. He planted a seed in you. And brother, by the power of His Spirit, that system came in by the Holy Ghost and changed my spiritual desires. From lying and stealing and cheating and cussing and all these different things and drinking and whoremongering. And put yourself in that. He said, put yourself in the Word. Amen. How many is in the Word? Okay, we're going to find out. He said, all those. Oh my, I'm going to read what he said. A son of God can go a long time before he recognizes that he is a son. Hallelujah. Did you catch that? I quoted it to you, but now he just said it to you. You can go a long time. You can sit in that Baptist church a long time. You can sit in that Methodist church a long time. It's not about being a Methodist or a Catholic or a Presbyterian. It's about being the seed of God. If the seed is in you, he says, come out of her, my people. Brother, it's not the system we're looking at. It's the Holy Ghost we're looking at. The Holy Ghost is going to set the captive free today. He said, upon whom did the Spirit fall at Pentecost? Sons. At Corinth, upon sons, while they heard the word. What is the baptism of the Holy Ghost? It is the Spirit baptizing you into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. If I don't run out of energy, I'm going to finish this message today. The wedding will wait. Okay? I see Brother Modeste. Amen, brother. I don't see the other half. So to that cue, we'll keep preaching a little. Amen. Oh, we got time. He comes along. He's speaking. Says John 14:16. Now I read from John 14, right? John 14:16 says that the Father will send another comforter. But verse 17 says that he, Jesus, dwelleth with them that should be in them, that dwelleth with them and should be in them later. Verse 18, he says he will come to them. Verse 23, in speaking to the disciples, he said, we, Father and Son, will come unto him. Thus it is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost all coming in at one time, for he is one person comprising the Godhead. These three are one. God is so intelligent. You know, you study the Word, and then you didn't know this until you heard the prophet say a lot of these things. But you're made up of three things, right? You got a body, you got a spirit, and a soul. You're made up of three. You're like God. But you only see one person, right? You only see the outward expression of what the one person, there's a spirit in me. If there was no spirit, I'd be dead. The power of God dwells in that Trinity. But that Trinity knows that it's one person. Named Jesus Christ. The world misses it. They take the Catholic baptism, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, because they misinterpret the Word. You don't want to misinterpret the Word. He said that event took place at Pentecost. There aren't two comings of the Spirit, just one. The trouble is that people don't know the real truth. They simply believe in Jesus for remission of sin, but never go on to receive the Spirit. He said, before I close this subject, I know there's a question in your minds. He says, you will want to know if I believe in doctrine of pre-existence. He said, I don't believe in that Mormon doctrine of the pre-existence of souls. Any more than I believe in the reincarnation of the transmigration of souls. Be careful here and see this. It is not the person that comes predestinated eternally from God. It is the Word or seed. That is it. That is it. It's not whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're African, whether you're American, whether you're Spanish, whatever, the seed came from God. We all don't speak Spanish. We don't all speak American or the dialects of all the African tribes. We can't speak those things. But there's one thing we speak, and that is the same Holy Ghost. He said the traditions of man are not what he's looking at. Listen, Americans have traditions. Africans have traditions. Spanish have traditions. That's not what God's looking at. He's looking at the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the same everywhere. He came into the world, and what did he do? He receives his own. The world won't, they won't come. He come for the world, but the world won't have him. Look at the mess we got today. He said, it is not the person that comes predestinated eternally from God. It is the word or seed. That is it. Way back there. Too far back for a human mind to grasp the eternal God with eternal thoughts that thought and decreed. Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. Neither was born and neither had done good or evil. Listen to him. See, it was the thought. It was the thought. And then that thought became expressed. And God brought back Jacob because Jacob alone was seed. You hear today, it's the seed of God. Jacob was a stinking, sneaking little liar. He lied to his own daddy. But God was looking at what he was lying about. Now that doesn't give you the right to start lying. The Bible was written for an example of what to do, what not to do. And a prophet came along and said, the Holy Ghost will stop you from lying. Now you still believe the Holy Ghost? Our prophet said it will stop you from lying and smoking and cussing and committing adultery and fornication. That's what the Holy Ghost will do. I'm going to try to finish with this. He said, you brought back Jacob because Jacob was alone with seed. Jacob alone had the seed. That is why he had respect to the birthright and covenant of God. I'm going to tell you something. If somebody's trying to take the truth away from you, are you not going to fight for it? If you know it's the truth, you're going to fight everything that's in you to stay with the truth of God. You're going to believe it no matter what everybody else is doing. Can you stand like Joshua and Caleb and be the only 2 out of 2 million? You said, look at all those millions of people. How can they all be wrong? Ask God. If you are a true seed, you will hear that word. The Spirit will baptize you into the body of Christ, filling you and empowering you, and you will receive the word for your day and age. See how clear the true evidence becomes when the word is revealed to you. That's where the problem is. Many people don't get the word revealed to them. Therefore, they try to reason it with their brain, and their brain's not smart enough to figure out God. The Spirit will baptize you into the body of Christ, filling you and empowering you. Amen. He said, the true evidence becomes when the word is revealed to you. Again, like Jesus was the royal seed. He lived in a human body. When the Spirit called to him, the word manifested thought, he went to Jordan and was baptized, and there was baptized in water. Upon obeying the word, listen now, you got to obey the word. You can never get anywhere until you obey the word. You can't receive the Holy Ghost unless you obey the word.
Amen.
You've got to accept the word for your day. You've got to understand that God did something specific in every age. God did that. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He said when the Spirit called to him, the word manifested thought, he went to Jordan and was there baptized in water. Upon obeying the word, the Holy Spirit came upon him, and the voice said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. The voice did not say, this has become my Son. Jesus was the Son. The Holy Ghost positioned him as the Son before them all. Then having been filled thus, and the same pattern holds at Pentecost and ever after. He went in, demonstrated power, receiving the full revelation of God, and from God for that day. Listen, friends, stand just for a minute. I'm going to finish this message, but I don't want you to fall asleep. I've got to read a few things here, and I don't want the doctor of devils of sleep. Yeah, he's a physician too. Well, he's a bad physician. He doesn't know how to heal. He heals. Oh, you need a surgery? Let me cut the heart out of you. He cuts the spirit out of you. He cuts the life out of you. Boo, devil. Go away, devil. Just give me a few more minutes. Now you can be seated. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say praise the Lord. And he can say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
I want the devil to understand. We believe what God has said. The message came to set us free. And if he didn't come to set us free, then we're not his. He said, he comes along, he said he went in and demonstrated power. Now we have been constantly saying that the true evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost is for the believer to receive the word for the age in which he lives. Let me show you most clearly. How many wants to be clear on this? How many wants to know that the Holy Ghost can actually show you and demonstrate to you that your lifestyle has to change to the word, not your ideas? He said in the seven ages, as set forth in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, take the whole span of the fullness of the Gentiles, the whole time in which God is dealing with the Gentiles unto salvation, in every single age, bar none. He says the very same thing in opening, in the closing, to each age, unto the messenger from Ephesus to Laodicea. He says, he that hath an ear, he, singular, he that hath an ear, let him, who, me. How many can say for yourself, I have heard? How many can say for yourself, I believe? If you can say that for yourself, don't look at your husband and say, do you think I got it? You need to trust the Lord that you got it. The power of God is able to give to you. He said, he that hath an ear, let him, singular, hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Notice here that Jesus, by the Spirit, in every age, addresses himself to only one person relative to the word for that age. Only one messenger for each age receives what the Spirit has to say to that age. And the one messenger is the messenger to the church. Moses was the messenger in that day. Noah was the messenger in that day. Stay with me just a little bit now. This may be a little bit laborious, but just say right here now, the power of God chose the men. The power of God placed his seed in men that he knew would say only what he said. You believe that? He places that seed in people that's going to believe what he said. He said, only one messenger to each age. He speaks for God by revelation to the churches, both true and false. The message is then broadcast to all, but though it is broadcast for all who come within range of the message, what is the range of message? Of hearing it. They come within range of hearing the message. There's many people that's come within range of hearing the message of the hour. He preached to the believers, the make-believers, and the unbelievers. He preached to all three of them. They came in range of hearing the word of God. But thank God you've heard the voice for yourself. He said the messenger is received individually by only a certain qualified group in a certain way. He said that sounds prejudiced. No, that's God's seed catching the revelation. God chose you. Listen, friends, Brother Branham's only, he's only quoting what Jesus has already said. I chose you. Did God choose you? Is that prejudice? When you came into your family, God made some girls and some boys. Was he prejudiced? There's people today that are so mixed up they don't know if they're a boy or they're a girl. That's of the devil. That's a demon spirit. Devil's trying to take your minds from children. You gotta let them know what the Word of God said. God made you what you are. God did not make mistakes. You say, oh, my daughter was a mistake. My son was a mistake. In your eyes, maybe, but not in God's. God has chosen you. Brother Man said that God chose you in him, and he says he chose the predestinated seed. The message is received individually by only a certain qualified group in a certain way. Each individual of that group is one who has the ability to hear what the Spirit is saying by way of the messenger. Those who hear are not getting their own private revelation, nor is the group getting their collective revelation. But each person is hearing and receiving what the messenger has already received from God. Hear me today. You cannot come with a different revelation of the revealed word. You cannot. If you come with a different revelation of the revealed word, then you're starting another message and you are the prophet of it. Uh-oh. Am I right, brothers? Then what are we going to do? Oh, Brother Mike. Brother Branham said that the young ministers would cast their revelation and sweep it onto the coming of the Lord. Exactly. They would capture the revelation that he had presented. Not another doctrine. Not another message. But thus saith the Lord, what's going to be according to the size of young men, young preachers, and they want to take the message and sweep it all to the coming of the Lord. The revealed word is why God sends a prophet for the age to begin with. That is not Brother Branham saying that. I wrote that down. That's what I saw. That's what was revealed to me. That nobody else can bring the revealed word. Listen, don't misunderstand me. You cannot bring a revealed revelation greater than what Brother Branham brought. I know that touches some people pretty strong, but let me tell you something. If there was something more, then we would have caught it. Brother Branham would have caught it. But Brother Branham brought what we needed for rapturing faith. So that is the revealed word that we're preaching today, not another revelation. The revelation is to say what the prophet said according to the way that he said it. That's what's causing you to get a revelation of why you are the bride for today. The seed, you know, God was placed in those who could receive the word, and the word would capture them and bring them into the presence of God. But each person is hearing and receiving what the messenger has already received from God. You cannot come with a different revelation of the revealed word. Listen to me now. If God brought the revealed word to a prophet, this might be a little bit singing, but I'm going to say it. When Moses came and brought the revealed word, who had a right to change it? Nobody. When Moses came and said, you've got to slay the lamb, you got to take the blood and put it across the doorpost and the lintel. Did Joshua change it? Did Dathan change it? Every person that wanted to get free and take their exodus had to do it the way man Moses said it. Y'all still with me? The man Moses had thus said the Lord to give them an exodus way out. Listen, brothers, sisters, Brother Branham brought us thus saith the Lord for an exit this day. Be careful what you say about it or against it or anything. If you don't understand it, don't say it. If you're not getting the revelation of what God brought to us, then put down some of your time on the iPhones and your computers and put your brain into the message of the hour. Put your mind into the message of the hour. Put your mind into the Bible and let God begin to reveal himself. He will reveal. He said, if you draw nigh to me, what? I'll draw nigh to you. But some of you are spending too many times on these instruments of the world that we've got. It's coming from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Listen, I've got one of them things right here. But my Holy Ghost is in control of that. How about yours? The Holy Ghost is in control of that. Brothers and sisters, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't... Listen, I carry right here this little 2.5 by 5. I could talk to somebody in China. I can talk to somebody in Israel. It's become a worldwide Babylon. What were they trying to do in Babylon? They were all trying to speak the same language, and God confounded their language. He said, I want to be your God. I want to be one that talks direct to you. Listen, friends, you need to get this thing out of your life sometimes. You need to lay this thing down sometimes. Some of you are so addicted to this thing, you can't even pray. Sometimes I get texts. I don't even know I got text. You know why I took the thing and I laid it over here? And I went over here. I got away from that thing for a bit. Why? Because I needed to get in contact with the Spirit of God. And God's not going to let me just sit there with that thing in my hand all the time. And as soon as it dings or bings or buzzes or booms or whatever, brother, I don't respond to that. I will respond to the sounding voice of Holy Ghost God and let God come down and say, let me speak to you again. Brother, you can't get along enough. Take the thing, and if you keep hearing it ding, turn the thing off. It has a power button. My Bible said he would give you power. Then do you have power to push the button? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is power to overcome every demon spirit. I don't care how much technology you got. The Holy Ghost is greater than technology. God is greater than any enemy that comes against you. My God is greater today. Why do you want to kick against the Word of God when God's got something to feed you for a rapture? Why do you want to go against that? Let me just go a little bit further and then I'm going to close. You see, he keeps saying it. Well, this time I'm troubled. I'm not lying. I'm really not lying. I didn't premeditate a lie, okay? I'm trying to stop, but the Holy Ghost won't let me stop yet because somebody needs the Holy Ghost today. Somebody needs some more. You believe that Jesus is real. You believe the prophet was real. But you got to go on and receive what God gave you through that word. When you receive it, accept it in you, he'll give you the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost coming in. Sometimes it's a mess when it comes in. How many of you sisters ever had a baby? All you sisters had a baby, raise your hand. Come on, sisters, raise your hand if you had a baby. Did it feel good? Did you know you was having a baby? Oh, you did. I've been with my wife every time she gave birth. I was glad it was her, not me. She screamed. I thought, Lord have mercy. And I'm glad God made me the man. And then the sisters said, well, I'm glad God made me alone. You did not like how that felt at that point, right? But let me tell you something. You knew you give birth, right? Sisters know you gave birth. Unless they knocked you out with a sleeping pill or something, you know you gave birth. Right? I'm going to tell you something. When the Holy Ghost comes, you know you got the birth because you change. You cannot keep living the same way, brother. When the Holy Ghost comes, something in your spiritual system changes. Hallelujah. When you change, you say, praise God. Because before I would have knocked them down. I want to stop. stopped them. But the Holy Ghost would calm you down and say, oh, but a difference has come in my life now. The Holy Ghost is doing this. But of course, hallelujah. Man, I'm being a long-winded preacher today, aren't I? Is Sister Faye Lee here yet? Is she here? Is she somewhere around? Okay, I must stop preaching yet. 10 more minutes? Oh, that's wonderful. Y'all can take a little bit more, can't you? Hey, listen, I didn't spend all these hours studying just to hear myself talk. I'm here to get somebody through to deliverance. Here to get somebody to understand that God did this for you. I chose you. Amen. Eternity, there's no way to define eternity. There's no end to it. We're just here for a few more minutes. And I'm not talking about in this building. I'm talking about in this world. He said, in every age, we have exactly the same pattern. That is why the light comes through the sun. That is why the light comes through some God-given messenger in a certain area. And then from that messenger, there spreads the light through the ministry of others. Is there others here? Hello, brothers, sisters. There's others here who's going to say the same thing he said. He said, God-given messenger of a certain age, and then from the messenger there spreads the light through the ministry of others who have been faithfully taught. I don't know where in the message that Brother Branham ever said, play a tape for service. Let that be your pastor. I believe he said, do what the Bible says. Gather yourselves together. Assemble yourselves together. I believe he said, find your God called pastor. Did he say that? And what did he want the pastor to do? Does anybody want to say it? Lead. What's he going to lead with? The word. Well, what's he going to lead with? What a prophet said. Because a prophet for the age is what we're going to preach about. When God sent me here, he sent me to preach the message. Not my idea. I didn't get a collective revelation of my own different from the prophet. It's the revealed word of God that we're preaching today, and that revealed word is saying that others were going to say the same thing. He said, but of course, all those who go out don't always learn how necessary it is to speak only what the messenger has spoken. Remember, Paul warned the people to say only what he said. And he reads what Paul said. Paul said, if an angel from heaven, he's not even talking about us a little bit of mortals. He said, if an angel from heaven preach any other thing, let him, what? Be a curse. So Paul is saying it. Brother Branham picks up what Paul said, and he's not trying to put roses on himself. He's only bringing forth what God told him to say, as Moses brought forth what God told him to say, as Noah brought forth what God told him to say. And he said it that way. If Noah's sons would have preached a different message, there would be confusion. But they agreed in what the Father had to say. They agreed in how the prophet had to say it. And in the end, they were the only ones that were saved. Come on, long-winded preacher, cut it off. I'm going to in just a few more minutes. Just stay with me. He said, but Paul warned the people to say what he said. 1 Corinthians 14:37. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the thing that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. What? Came the word of God out from you? Or came it unto you only? They add here or take away there. And soon the messenger is no longer pure. And soon the message is no longer pure. And the revival dies down. How careful we must be to hear one voice. For the Spirit was but one voice, which is the voice of God. The Holy Spirit just caught me here. Hold on. They add.
add here or they take away there, and soon the message is no longer pure. Do you realize what's happening in this day? People are starting to take away what the prophet said. It's dying in a lot of people's lives because it's no longer pure. They no longer believe that Brother Branham is a pure prophet of God. They no longer believe that the message is the pure word of God. Therefore, they are dying to the things and the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't do that. Paul warned them to say what he said. Even as Peter did it likewise, he warned them that Paul, could not change one word or what he had given by revelation. Do you understand what he said? By revelation. He said how important it is to hear the voice of God by way of his messengers, and then say what has been given them to say to the churches. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. How many believes that God has spoken? I know he has. Listen, friends, this thing is going to be, listen, you're either going to become more solid in believing the message of the hour, or you're going to start taking away from the message of the hour, and you're going to become weak, and you're going to die spiritually. That spiritual death takes you out of the rapture. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But the soul that comes unto God, he brings that life. From the first book of Genesis to the last book of Revelation, there's only one reason for God's displeasure, leaving the Word. And there's only one remedy to regain his favor, back to the Word. Brother Branham did not make himself the prophet. God did that. I ask the musicians to come and quietly just play something here. I know we're going to do the renewals in just a few minutes, but I've just got to take this moment here. So I was studying this in Questions and Answers 1963. Somebody asked Brother Branham, what is the evidence that a person is really filled with the Holy Ghost? And he read John 14:26. He will. When the Holy Ghost has come, see, he will show you things to come. See, he'll perfect it. Man-made won't do it. And he is the Word. When he, the Holy Ghost, has come, he will identify himself in you with the Scripture. And that is the true sign that the Holy Spirit is in you, because it is the Word. He identifies the Scripture. He said, well, Brother Knight, what about this message? It's identified in the Scripture. It's identified in Malachi 4 of our prophet messenger. Luke 17:30. Revelations 10. I know it sounds familiar, but I need to be a little bit repetitious this morning. God's done something. The world does not know what God has done. Jesus said, I chose you. Just bow your heads. If you're not sure you're chosen, let me ask you something. If when you hear the word of God, and it sounds right to you, that's God identifying himself to you. That's God putting amen on his word. Today God has put amen on his word. My young brothers and sisters, God loves you. He chose you. The seed of God placed in you. You ought to be so happy this morning that there's millions and billions of people in the world that's not able to hear
this truth. They may hear Brother Branham. They may hear me preaching about Brother Branham. But something blossomed from hearing this truth. Oh, don't be one of those. Don't be one of those. Just play soft, Sister Cindy, a minute. Can you come to Jesus? People will rebuke you for believing this. They rebuke you because they don't have the revelation God gave you. I feel so bad sometimes that those loved ones, I cannot make them see what I believe. And I cannot answer the questions that they're asking, but I can tell them why I believe. What is the best thing you can do for somebody is tell them your testimony and how your candle got lit. Brothers and sisters, God wants you to have an individual affair with Him and know that He has expressed Himself in you. Father, we declare an unadulterated word of Jesus Christ. We declare a ministry that's pure. We stand here, Lord, by faith in the word that you've given us. We stand here in awe. Lord, as they said about you, never man spoke like this man. Lord, I've heard Billy Graham. I've heard his son, Jack Graham. I've heard Oral Roberts. But never have I heard a man that spoke like this man. Brother Branham was not calling us unto him. He was calling us unto a word by the seed word that was expressed in him. He did not choose to come in this age. You chose to place him here. We did not choose to come in this age. You chose to place us. Oh God, help me, Lord. Help each one of my brothers and sisters to come to the fullness of the revealing of your word. Let them know you love them and you've given them life. Just everybody can't receive it, even if they hear. Oh God, take control. In this hour, touch their lives and change them. Let the spiritual system be changed in many of the people, Lord, today, that they don't fight against what you're giving to us. That's giving us life. That's giving us freedom. That's letting us worship you. Oh God, let us magnify your name. Let us lift you up, Lord. Let it be so. In Jesus Christ's name.
I will bless.
you love the Lord, and you wouldn't be here. Amen. Just a few minutes, we're going to take and do the renewal, the wedding vows. If you wouldn't mind just to be seated. Amen. As we go into this portion of the service, we get a little instruction,